Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out, that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
You are listening to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, the Astros win last night 3-2. It wasn't their best game pitching or at the plate, but good teams find a way to get it done, guys, and these guys did. The biggest concern now, the injury stacking up, Jose Altuve getting hit with a pitch in the knee area, in the very first inning. He's out with a contusion, and Dusty Baker says he's day-to-day.
10 straight series victories, if you count the five-game series against New York as one, though that was a four-game series and a one-game series. The injury is concerning to Altuve, and I doubt we will see him in the All-Star game. That is another Astro that likely won't show up. I know Verlander's not going to be there. I know Yordan's not going to be there. So just everyone boycott it. It's fine.
They may boycott it very organically by just not being available.
It's like a polite boycott. Like,
it is.
Sort of like what the U.S. did with China in the Olympics this year, where they boycotted it, but they didn't really boycott it.
So we have Michael Brantley, Jose Altuve, Lance McCullers Jr., Yordan Alvarez, currently all, by the way, with no timetables. Now, these are not season-ending injuries, or so we definitely don't think. But does it give you pause that four of the major, major guys are injured?
I mean, it's concerning as far as, hey, if they want to catch the Yankees in the American League, maybe this is an obstacle that will create a separation between the two that the Astros won't ultimately be able to overcome. Honestly, with the way New York's been playing recently, I do think, though, that that's not necessarily going to be the case. I don't think New York is this historic team that their record indicated a couple of weeks ago. But it's not that big of a concern yet. I think, Vanessa, circle back in August. Is Yordan Alvarez still out? Is Lance McCullers still out? Is Jose Altuve still out? Is Jose Altuve or Yordan Alvarez after a time off, are they not hitting to the same degree that they were? Because, I mean, they have largely been carrying the offense this season. Bregman's been hitting great of late. Aledmys Diaz has been playing pretty well of late. Jeremy Pena's been having a really good season, but those have been the two guys that have been carrying the offense the most, and we don't even know what the hell's going on with Michael Brantley, too. So they are starting to pile up. Tough teams are able to fight through this. The Astros' depth is not great, though, so it could be a challenge. I think this is something we circle back to.
The good thing is that this is all happening right before the guys get a week of rest. Ryan Pressly, great performance last night. He has retired the last 24 batters that he's faced, 7 straight perfect performances. So, listen, after that disastrous game against the Yankees, which I know was burned in his mind, it's been good to see him be consistent and be back at it in a really strong way.
It's been nice to see. That said, I'm a big believer of it's who you do it against. And I want to see what happens next time that he's pitching against New York. I want to see what happens next time he's pitching against Seattle. I mean, since that series against the Yankees, is there anyone that we look at that the Astros have played and say, oh yeah, that's a good team? Like, no, that 9-game stretch where they played the Mets and the Yankees was a damn tough one. And since then, I mean, they played a bunch of ham sandwiches. It's the perks of being in the American League West. Although, I suppose ham sandwiches aren't the worst sandwiches. What would the worst sandwich be? A cheese sandwich? Just a bread sandwich?
Well, I don't think a bread sandwich. I think that's just called toast.
Yeah, that's just bread.
Well, if you don't toast it, then it would just be two pieces of bread on top
of
it. But
then you're just eating bread.
You're imagining what's in the middle.
Mayonnaise sandwich.
Wow.
Ketchup
sandwich.
Beard. Yeah, Josh Beard said he eats some of the things that Josh Beard says he eats, literally.
I don't believe half of what Josh Beard says.
I'm not grossed out easily, but that was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
So wait, what? So he puts mayo in between?
He just he had the sob story about, you know, growing up, all they had was mayonnaise sandwiches.
Give me a break.
But then he later said that he still eats them as an adult.
Yeah. So,
Well,
weird.
I mean, as a kid, you like what you like.
Unacceptable.
But he still eats them as an adult.
Do you want to know what the move is with sandwiches? Is putting chips in your sandwich, adding a little.
Oh,
crunch,
I love that. That's a fantastic move. That's a veteran high IQ play. Well, look, I think you are used to eating what you eat as a kid. My grandfather, my mom's dad, he liked everything essentially like just overcooked to the point where there was no juice left because he was used to eating it that way as a kid, which is to say that my great-grandparents were terrible cooks.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Medium.
He liked it all flavor cooked out. Yeah,
I like black.
Yes.
I'm the opposite. I like it still mooing.
Me too.
All right, so Big 12 Media Day happened yesterday.
Oh, it's been fun to watch Big 12 Media Day because a couple of weeks, or excuse me, days ago, Vanessa, the commissioner, I forget his name already too.
Brett Yormark.
Yeah, that guy.
From Live Nation.
Right, he was giving like a political speech essentially. And then yesterday we finally heard from both Steve Sarkisian and Brett Venables.
Yes, we did. Big 12 Media Day was off to a hot start. There was a lot of media there, a lot of storylines regarding conference realignment. Is this, you know, conference going to merge with the ACC? Could we see a little Pac-12 deal? But one of the best quotes came from Venables, Oklahoma's coach, who had something interesting. Here's the thing. It's the hand motions, which we can't show you. And then it's the fact that he's a first year. This quote, by the way, the only thing the reporter asked is how you explain his approach as a first year head coach. This is what he had to say.
It's been just like you would expect. The fire hose is fully inserted in my mouth here. And we've been blowing and going. And so.
What?
Why, blowing and going.
Why did he choose to say that?
Play that again.
It's been just like you would expect. The fire hose is fully inserted in my mouth here. And we've been blowing and going. And so.
Why would he say we're blowing and going?
So there's several different off-ramps he could have just not taken.
Because he says it's exactly what you would expect. Now, after he says it's exactly what you would expect, I'm expecting that he says, man, it's all chips in, it's long days, it's all chips, you know.
All right.
But the fire, it's what you would expect.
And he goes,
the fire hose fully inserted in my mouth. That's not what I would expect.
Fire hose fully inserted, and then he kind of half a beat in my mouth, half a beat. We're just blowing and going.
Play it again.
It's been just like you would expect. The fire hose is fully inserted in my mouth here, and we've been blowing and going, and so.
I mean, it's just really, really unnecessary.
No way.
We could use more coaches that say things like that in this country.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very suggestive.
Yeah, Brent Venables. Got something on your mind, pal?
Yeah. Yeah, listen, we can't show you it because this is radio, but the hand motion was aggressive.
It was so aggressive.
If you mute the audio and just look at the hand motion.
Listening, just imagine him inserting a fire hose in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then that's the hand motion he did.
Are you okay?
He must have. I mean, is there any chance he knew what he was doing? Like, has he watched this back?
Let's talk a little bit about Steve Sarkisian, somebody that isn't as interesting quotes, but he was asked about his status.
This drove Sean crazy.
He is now obviously Sarkisian has coached in the NFL before twice. So it is a fair question for the media to ask, hey, if an NFL team comes calling, what's your reaction? His quote was, I made a commitment to UT. This is a premier job at any level of college football. I've got a lot of unfinished business here in Austin. I'm looking forward to many, many years of winning championships. Sean Mapes, our UT grad, resident UT fan. What's up?
So this quote's also absurd on many levels. Just the idea.
Not as sexual.
Yeah.
And to the person on the Twitch saying, do the motion V, no.
So
see, we do need to do before you continue, Sean, we do need to do the creepy comment segment. I'm telling you, that's the only way to cull this kind of behavior. Continue, Sean.
So Asking Steve Sarkisian coming off a 5-7 year in which he lost six games in the middle of the season, including a loss to Kansas at home, the first time Texas has ever done it.
But he won the last game.
Did they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess they did. I don't know. Who cares? They did beat Kansas State. Asking him, so if an NFL job came calling, what would you do? Is insane, because he was an offensive coordinator for the Falcons, I don't know, like 5 years ago. He also got fired as offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
So
your problem is also with the question in and of itself.
The question is absurd. The answer is fine, I guess. What else is he going to say? Until you get to the last part, which is it's absurd, but it's the second most absurd part. The
many,
most
many championships.
Yes. The most absurd part is the question itself.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Many, many championships.
I'm sorry, Sean, that your head coach actually has ambition, okay? You just can't accept the fact that Sark is here, and he's here to stay. Oh, wow. Steve Sarkisian, former NFL coach. We get this guy in, and you're acting like, oh, because he's an offensive coordinator that doesn't get, you know, stay hired. He's never going to be able to get an NFL job again. Oh, Cliff Kingsbury.
He also fits the description of somebody that gets many, many chances, a.k.a. a middle-aged white man.
Okay. You know what?
That was woke.
I don't want to limit Steve Sarkisian's job prospect. If an NFL team wants to hire Steve Sarkisian, I will say this right now, I'll be fine with it.
And you know what?
There you go. NFL, Carolina Panthers, hire him, please.
Arizona Cardinals.
Houston,
please.
Texans?
Yeah.
No.
I like Lovie Smith.
Please
that's
not.
What I thought. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we do, speaking of woke, have a Brittany Griner update, plus the GOAT speaks to Variety Magazine. But first, Paul's going to tell you about PIN.
Yeah, Passive Investor Network. It's the real fire hose of the real estate investment game because these guys are awesome. The PassiveInvestorNetwork.net. Look, if you're looking to invest in real estate, you probably got some questions. You don't know that much about it. I don't know that much about it. So you want to talk to experts who are going to walk you through every single step of the process. That's what the Passive Investor Network does. They personalize a plan for you, a five-year plan. And they really walk you through the whole damn thing. And guess what? They do it all for you. So, yeah, you maybe want to play with real estate on your own. And you can if you want. You get to choose how active, how much a part of the real estate investing you are. But they're going to help you out, whether you are active or you are passive, like the Passive Investor Network. You want to go on one of their bus tours to see the areas of town that they know are on the rise. PassiveInvestor.net, promo code ESPN. You'll get to go on one of their famous bus tours for free. You get food along the way. And you get to meet with the Passive Investor Network folks who will walk you through how things work with them. Passive Investor Network. It's the PassiveInvestor.net is the website, PassiveInvestor.net.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, happy Friday, guys. Thanks for spending it with us. I'm Vanessa Richardson, Paul Gallant with us, and Sean Mapes. We've just stopped laughing about the Brent Venables fire hose.
We're probably going to circle back to that
in garbage time because that was so good.
Love a fire hose in my mouth.
We have updated the people, as we always do, on certain situations that are relevant in sports. This one is a little more serious, obviously. But Brittany Griner still locked up overseas in Russia. And the defense today submitted tests Griner underwent as part of an anti-doping check, which didn't detect any prohibited substances in her system. So they're obviously trying everything that they can to get her out. It seems weird to me that she would have a weed pen and not have smoked weed, but I don't know.
I wonder what the policy is for weed in your system. I would imagine that it is frowned upon by the WNBA. But it's also not something that would be punished because I don't think the NBA does. And I'm imagining the NBA and WNBA have pretty similar bylaws.
I wouldn't know. Never smoked it.
Oh, look at
me. That's a joke.
I'm Vanessa. I'm just kidding. The other part about this, Vanessa, is that Brittany Griner's, I guess, doctor provided a doctor's note that said it's okay for Brittany to smoke marijuana for the pain. I'm always a little dubious of anyone who is saying that they are smoking marijuana just for the pain. I get it. It probably helps. But I also feel like it's a convenient excuse in a country where it is federally illegal to do something.
I'm glad you said country. Because even if a doctor provided it for her, she's in Russia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope the defense pulls out any stops that they can. But this is just a really it's getting to be an even more awkward situation because it doesn't look good, in my opinion.
Funny comment on Twitch. It's Russia, not high school for Brittany Griner. Yeah, she should have known better. And I am all about personal accountability. I really am. And I get it. You know, it sucks that she's there. I don't want any Americans to be stuck in Russia, no. Regardless of what they've done.
Somebody on Twitter brought up a really good point. Michael Blackson, who I think he has his own entertainment company. Quote, "That's why you should never answer any questions without your lawyer. Brittany Griner told them she accidentally packed those vapes, and now her lawyer said she needs them for medical reasons. You can't accidentally pack things you need. I hope they just pardon her." It's a great point. I mean, it's just, and listen, I've said from the beginning, all the empathy in the world for her for being in a scary situation, but I don't know what they're going to do, and hopefully they can work something out.
I really wonder how that situation would work, too, if you're detained at the airport, and it's in another country, and it's a country that's not the United States when it comes to, you know, having a lawyer. Like, do you get to call a lawyer from the American embassy or something like that? These are questions I legitimately don't know the answers to.
We've said that there's also a lot of gray areas here.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other people locked up overseas that have been locked up much longer. We have people in service over there. Do athletes deserve – I don't care if it's a male athlete, female athlete, whatever. Do they deserve special treatment because they're athletes?
They don't. I mean, she does not get to cut to the front of the line, especially when there's at least one Marine, Paul Whelan, who's been there since 2018. Like, there should be – a waiting period. That said, we do live in a country where if you have money, generally, you are able to make things happen for
you. Have you seen Succession?
Right. A little bit more quickly than you would if you don't. And I don't necessarily know that Paul Whelan, an ex-Marine, is rolling around with the same kind of cash as a person who is playing professional basketball, both in the WNBA, but also in Russia. Russia, they pay like 3 to 4 times as much as what WNBA players make.
Tom Brady, who, in case you don't know, Paul Gallant is, a fan.
I'm a fan? I'm a fan?
You're more than a fan.
Yes, thank you.
You're a lover, question mark?
No, I'm not a lover. Listen, it's 2022. You have to respect my religion.
I do.
I will call HR right now. Right now.
If you're going to call HR for that, then there's a million other things I've done that you should call HR for. All right. So Tom Brady did an interview with Variety, which is the most Tom Brady thing ever. Instead of doing a one-on-one with Fox or ESPN, he does it with Variety
magazine.
Because
he is a celebrity. They are beneath him. But, that's why Fox is paying him $300 million, Vanessa, to work for him.
Speaking of Fox, this journalist in Variety did ask him, "Do you know when you're going to be done playing football?" Tom Brady's answer, quote, "I really don't. I would say it's year to year. Could this be my last year? Absolutely. Could I change my mind? Absolutely. I've realized I don't have 5 years left. I want to do it my way. I want to give it everything I got and see where I'm at. But my body does feel really good. I've had a lot of traumatic injuries over the years, but if things go smoothly and we win, that would be great." To which the journalist responded, "You've won 7 Super Bowl championships. Did you come back because you want one more victory?" His answer, "I think that would obviously be the greatest way to end. I just have a competitive fire that got the best of me."
You know, there's something that Tom Brady's trainer at Michigan told him once when he asked, "Hey, generic trainer, whose name escapes me, what's your favorite championship?" And you know what that trainer told him, Vanessa?
What?
"The next one."
Oh, wow. I'm inspired.
I am too.
Somebody do a 30 for 30 on this guy.
His favorite championship is the next one. And they should do a 30 for 30. There's a 7-part documentary on Derek Jeter, who's like probably not even as good as Nomar Garciaparra, that's coming out on Monday. And here we are. Here we are. Oh, Sean, shaking your head. Check Nomar's career average.
I just thought it was out of everyone you could have possibly mentioned, and then it's Nomar Garciaparra.
That's very specific. That's to show you just how, like, minimally better than Nomar Garciaparra Derek Jeter was. Okay? But anyway, whatever. Let's move on. And back to Tom. Lord and Savior, okay?
Back to Tom. He also had some comments, and I'm not going to lie, Page Six, which is a Twitter media entity, did him dirty with this headline. The headline of the tweet is, "Tom Brady, my wealth is the hardest thing about parenting. To which, obviously, there were a bajillion eye roll emojis.
It makes it hard.
All of that. Yeah.
No, you don't get it. Like, you have to find the right nanny. Find the right daycare.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger found the right nanny. Spotify's Drive podcast interviewed Tom Brady.
Tom Brady has never had sexual relations with a nanny.
We have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive us to the airport if we need that. We get off a plane and there's people waiting there and we get ushered in. That's my kid's reality, which is the hard part, to say, guys, this is not the way reality really is. So what can we do about that? It does sound a little whiny.
No, it's not whiny at all. Listen, when you have private security doing background checks on all these people, you never know that you can 100% trust them.
You don't have to defend them on everything.
Yes, I do.
This sounded so whiny.
It's not whiny.
I just have to tell my kids, like, that's not the real world. No, but it is for them. For the rest of his three children's lives, they will have all of these things. They will have the private jets and the chefs and security.
But he's teaching them.
So it is their reality.
He's teaching
so
them.
So no need to teach them something that's not. And they're going to marry people with money.
He is teaching them how to be an everyman because he is an everyman. Oh, he's married to a supermodel.
There
like, that's his fault.
Literally no one that is less than an everyman.
He's
than
keeping
Tom
them
Brady.
Grounded. He has two. These kids have multiple parents that are worth eight figures annually, okay? And he's keeping them grounded. Gosh.
You should
send them to public school.
Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely not.
They wouldn't recognize.
Send them to the, what was it called? The marsh? Where the people run around and catch rabbits?
Oh, to the muck. Yeah.
The muck.
Down in Pahokee?
Yeah.
Hey,
send them to that school.
I mean, Tom Brady's probably, his kids are probably going to be slow because he's not the fastest guy out there. So, yeah, that's one way to get him faster.
Slow?
He's physically slow.
Oh, I thought you meant mentally. I was like, that's really harsh.
I'm offended by the notion of that.
There was a really, really wealthy race car driver. I did a race with him. I'll omit his name, but he said he had a similar experience with his kids. They took a public flight for the first time, and his kids said, quote, why are we flying with people we don't know? So Tom Brady's kids are probably never going to have even that experience.
But when you think about it, I mean...
It's a cute question from a kid that's only taken private jets.
I don't think it's a cute question. I think it's a good question. Have you seen Spirit Airlines?
Somebody help Paul.
Have you seen what happens on those airlines?
Paul, just for me, this one time. You have to do it. If you want to be consistent as a radio face talker, can you call Tom Brady a cake eater?
Can you do it?
I have to be consistent. His wealth is the hardest part about parenting. Seems like something a cake eater would say.
I have no comment. Okay?
Are you going to plead the fifth?
I'm being
on me?
Honest. I plead the fifth.
Do you want your lawyer in the room?
As Tom Brady once said, I plead the fifth.
You know what? The only human thing that's ever happened to him is that he got caught for cheating. He got caught cheating.
Yes, on a BS.
Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant,
court,
why Tom Brady should have had a longer punishment.
The Hitler of the NFL. Minus
more.
All the killing.
We will have more. We're not out of your hair just yet. Coming up, that's next.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, we have some breaking news. According to a couple of different news sites, Tony Busby has announced that all women who have made allegations or intend to make allegations against Deshaun Watson have settled. It's about 30 cases. I'm seeing 29 some news sources, 30 some. I don't know if the actual big number matters. That's huge news if true, guys.
Yes, it is. I believe that there was a statement that was put out by Busby. He released it. It says as follows, Tony Busby. I will have no further comment on the allegations or the Texans' role other than to say that there is a marked contrast in the way in which the Texans address these allegations and the way in which Watson's team has done so. As previously reported, only one of the 30 women who made allegations against the Texans filed a formal lawsuit. That particular lawsuit will be dismissed with prejudice as soon as the appropriate settlement paperwork is complete.
So this is with the text. Excuse me. I'm sorry because I read this wrong and I need to correct it immediately. This is not Deshaun Watson. This is claims with the Houston Texans organization.
Yes.
So I think I initially said Deshaun Watson. That's not the case. It's all 30 women alleging sexual misconduct against Deshaun Watson settle claims with the Houston Texans organization.
Which is pretty quick, all things considered, because the Texans were added pretty late.
So it's not that they settled with Watson, did they?
No.
Okay. So this
is based off of what I'm reading. It's claims against the Houston Texans. The statement continues from Tony Busby. Quote, "It takes an incredible amount of fortitude for a victim of sexual misconduct to come forward. It is even more difficult when the alleged wrongdoer is famous, rich, and powerful. As I've said before, these cases started with one phone call from one brave and strong woman, Ashley Solis. Because of her willingness to speak out, soon others followed. I admire Ashley Solis and the other women who were courageous enough to make their voices heard. I hope their bravery serves as an example to others who have been subjected to similar conduct. Every story has a hero. In this story, that hero is Ashley Solis and the other woman who, despite the ridicule, criticism, and vitriol directed at them, endured. The four cases filed against Deshaun Watson will continue. We hope to try them all in the spring of next year. In the meantime, we will continue to do the important work to prepare for such." And again, in a nutshell, all the cases against the Houston Texans
have been
settled.
Okay, because we know that Watson had settled all but four of his cases and that there are four still lingering. So this is a big deal, probably in the grand scheme of things, just for the Texans not having their name drugged through the mud. Although with Tony Busby, you never know. This could come up again, certainly if there are legal matters or more civil cases.
It seems like the Texans' role in all this is done, though.
Right.
And you know what? I guess if we're talking about it from a public relations perspective, good on them on getting it done quick. There were really no juicy tidbits that were put out other than the security officer who was made aware of an allegation against Deshaun Watson that took place when I guess he had booked a room at the Houstonian, and maybe the idea that they should have asked follow-ups about that as opposed to getting Deshaun Watson NDAs for future massage appointments that took place at the Houstonian.
Only one of the 30 women who made allegations against the Texans filed a formal lawsuit against the Texans, but still good for the Texans to get this before the training camp starts, before the regular season starts. We've talked, it's only 55 days. That's not that long in the grand scheme of things, and that's nothing in the legal system. Big deal for them to actually get that taken care of.
Yes.
And get that off their chest. I imagine when Nick Caserio and the guys and the women are asked about it, their answer will be, "We settled. It's been taken care of."
Yes.
All right. So Zach Wilson's mom has been in the news. And her friends have been in the news.
Got it going on.
What's the latest on this, Paul?
Okay. So Zach Wilson's mom, Lisa, is an influencer. Okay. Influencers can be in their 40s.
God help.
She wants people to stop calling her friends. Now, she is known for posting, like, 30-minute long Instagram videos where I don't really want to watch them and look for the specific quote here.
Is she an influencer, or does she just, like, yell at the camera about, because I feel like she's always complaining about something.
She is the mom of a famous person and has ridden on those coattails into being an influencer. It happens.
What is she influencing?
It's a great question. Motherhood lifestyle. I have a friend whose mom has done the same thing, for what it's worth. It is kind of weird. Anyway, on her Instagram stories Monday, Zach Wilson's mom, Lisa, shared a PSA to those who are poking around her personal life. "My friends are freaking amazing. By the way, stop calling my friends."
I love your mom voice.
"You're annoying them. They're like, Lisa, these people are crazy." I'm like, I know. Yeah. "Stop calling my friends for real, though." Lisa also shared a screen grab of a message that questioned the media attention. "Ha ha ha, who the hell knows? That's a very good question." So she doesn't want people asking her friends, "Hey, were you the one who boinked little Zachy?" That's all she's asking for. And I understand her sticking up for her friends.
Leave Brittany alone.
Yes.
It's that energy.
Leave Zach Wilson's mom's friends alone, even if they are cougs.
Here's the thing. We don't know if this actually happened. If you are his mom, it would get annoying to continually have people, like Barstool found a big picture, like a large group picture of her and her friends, and they were like, "Guess which mom it was." I think that would be annoying. At the same time, she's got to be able to handle these things. if your son is a quarterback, if your son is a good-looking quarterback who is messy about his personal life, good luck, because you're going to be getting these tweets. You're going to be getting these Instagram messages for a long time.
I just like that earlier this week, she went on a 30-minute Instagram rant that had nothing to do with allegations of Zach Wilson banging one of her friends. It was about how her daughter has met a satanic figure online, and now, I'm not kidding, Sean's laughing, and now she feels like she doesn't have the same relationship that she once had with her daughter. I watched this 30-minute rambling, incoherent video because I was hoping that she would have some thoughts on the Zach Wilson situation. And she said, oh, social media is evil, but it's because, again, social media has a satanic pull on her daughter.
Fun. If I'm Zach Wilson's mom, do you think – this sounds bad because this is a hell of an accusation. Do you think she's a little bit happy? I mean, this is a lot of attention, and she seems to like attention. Am I wrong,
yeah,
Sean?
No, she 100% is so happy. Not only – okay, so she's so happy that her son is an NFL quarterback, and I think she's happy, like you mentioned, that he's a pretty messy off-the-field life. At the very least, there's a lot of stuff that gets kicked up around Zach Wilson being in New York and all that. And, yes, I think she loves the – she's an influencer.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Of course she loves it. Is Trevor Lawrence's mom an influencer? Do we even know Trevor Lawrence's mom, what she looks like?
It's a great question. And you know what? We all know. We all know Kris Jenner. We all know what she did.
She's trying to become a momager?
Oh, I think there's some potential here.
You know who does it right? Davis Mills' mom. Davis Mills' mom just sends out the occasional cute picture of Davis and his family, Davis and his dad at dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, she likes tweets that are positive about Davis. Davis Mills' mom does it right.
I don't think I know a single thing about a mom of an NFL quarterback except for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I don't either. I mean, the only other, in fact, like talkative mom that I know about in NFL circles is Eli Apple's mom, who also like would never shut up, which is funny because Eli also won't shut the hell up.
Oh, no, that wasn't his mom. That was Peyton Manning's wife who had HGH shipped to her.
That's right.
So,
guys, there was a funny video that you guys
pointed
out.
Yes, it was Peyton Manning's wife. Look at how Vanessa changed the subject so quickly.
Ashley Manning.
Peyton Manning's wife.
Listen, we don't talk about the Manning.
It wasn't Peyton Manning. His head hasn't grown three sizes over the course of his NFL career. Nope, not him.
He's stewing. Shohei Ohtani, there was a dad.
He sent goons to that person's doorstep. Anyway, sorry.
There was a dad. They had what looked to be like Diamond Club type seats.
Oh, yeah.
He was with his daughter and was so clearly trying to set up Shohei Ohtani with his daughter. His daughter, by the way, very cute redhead, and her face by the end of it was as red as her hair.
Yeah, she was blushing like crazy. And it got me thinking, because our parents all do this at some point, right? At some point in your life, assuming you have a good relationship with your parents, probably out of the goodness of their heart, are going to do something mildly embarrassing to try to set you up with somebody else. I know that my dad does this all the time. I know that my mom does this all the time. They're like, why is Paul still single at 33? What's wrong with him? I'm fine. Okay, guys, first off. Second, they'll do it every now and then, too, when I am with them. And I'm like, okay, what do you say? Like, shut up, Dad. You're 33. I don't know what you're supposed to do there. Honestly, too, if I'm that girl and Shohei Ohtani's there, and Shohei Ohtani, at the very least, was polite.
He was.
I don't know.
Listen, where I'm from, where I'm from, age-wise, I should have two kids and two marriages by now. So I get it. And I'm going to drop a major bomb on everybody and tell you that when I started working here and my mom listened to the show, my mom said, Paul seems so nice.
Oh, no.
She's like, he's just so smart and he seems great to work with. Like, what's his deal? And she did the mom voice. We're all familiar with the mom voice. He seems so nice.
Should we play this up for ratings? Like the will they or won't they?
Well, yeah.
Ross and Rachel of local
right?
radio.
That's what I almost said, Ross and Rachel.
We have a very brotherly, sisterly relationship.
I know we do.
I think we're both like, yeah, no. Like
we're too much alike.
Yes, we're exactly the same.
Like, you guys, we're going to Vegas and I'm like, one of us is not coming back alive.
I know. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, probably me.
Are we going to be able to get you to go?
I've not been asked to go, so I assume.
Okay, well, hey, Quentin, let's get that done,
Okay. No, it needs to be the three of us. No, I'm not kidding.
No, then
it needs
we're really
the three of us.
Then we're really not coming
Andrew,
back
they
alive.
They have Andrew going. That's ridiculous.
Then we're really not coming back alive if it's with Sean we probably would because Sean's so responsible.
We actually know nothing about Sean in his personal life.
Let's get to know Sean.
Keeps it close to the vest.
I would say I'm the most responsible of the three.
Absolutely.
But I'm not. I wouldn't say super responsible.
But it's all about comparison.
Sean needs to go to Vegas. Mr. Gao. I won't show up for the media bowl.
This is bold.
I won't show up.
This is a bold move.
A holdout?
Yeah. Think about the kids. Think about St. Jude's, you know?
Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we're going to talk about a certain rule in the NFL that we all, A, didn't know existed, and B, that's extremely dumb. Plus, you don't want to miss these kids mic'd up at a Little League game. That's next.
ESPN 97.5. Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. You got to hear this clip of... Actually, do we want to do Mahomes first or kids mic'd up first?
Yeah, let's do Mahomes
first.
Let's
do Mahomes first. Okay, so I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that football players, NFL players are essentially not allowed to participate in alcohol commercials.
No, they're not. They're not allowed to be in it, which is surprising. You would think that they would be allowed in some way, shape, or form, but no.
Especially since you can drink at games, especially. I mean, it just makes no sense. With gambling now sponsoring, like, it should be all balls to the wall out on the table.
Isn't there an official beer of the NFL?
There are multiple official beers of the NFL, I think. I think there's an official light beer and an official beer, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong.
So Patrick Mahomes found a way around this. Do we have that commercial?
We do.
Let's play it, Sean.
This summer, we tapped star quarterback Patrick Mahomes to be in a promo for Coors Light. Turns out, we overlooked the fact that he can't actually promote Coors Light.
It's a flashlight.
That's right. It's a flashlight, not a beer. Introducing the Coors Light. Coming in at 12 or 16 fluid ounces. Nothing beats the sturdy feeling of the Coors Light in your hand. The Coors Light is 100% flashlight and 0% adult beverage. It's perfect for camping trips or those warm summer nights spent with great friends. The Coors Light is made with high-quality steel, so it feels cold as the Rocky Mountains, to use a random analogy.
I'm incredibly all in on the people not following the rules and finding a creative way around dumb rules. So I love this.
It is dumb. I feel bad for Gronk. How much endorsement money did Gronk lose out on?
Oh, with no alcohol?
I mean, like, Gronk just... here's the perfect commercial. Just give Gronk to, like, cans of...
Coors Light.
Or Miller Light.
Okay.
I was just saying
Coors Light because of this.
If I could be sponsored by a beer... I actually love Blue Moon. I would do an advertisement for a Blue Moon with a little
never grew out of that
action.
One, huh?
All right.
Know how I know you're in your 20s?
Yeah, okay.
You still like Blue Moon.
Thanks. It is time for our world famous...
Miller Lite Till I Die.
Garbage Time segment.
Investors, possibly you.
I hate you.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage Time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
You got to hear this clip of a Little League team out of Sioux City, Iowa. Their dads had the idea to mic them up for a game, mm-hmm. and this is what it sounded like.
Where's your mom at? Yeah.
Little Zach.
In the red shorts. With the baby. Your mom left you.
Hey.
Hey.
Pitcher.
Pitcher. Pitcher's got a big butt. First! Don't, nobody say pitcher's got a big butt to me. He's out. Hey, high five! High five! Hey, booger. Don't hit that ball, hit a home run.
One, two, three.
Are you playing at this playground today?
It's cute. And there's another little clip at the very beginning of it.
It's raining tacos!
Yeah. I got to say, this is a great idea to mic up Little Leaguers. Now, you can't... You'd have to find a way to make them unaware of it because, of course, some of them are just going to ham it up a little bit. But, yeah. I mean, this would make watching Little League even more enjoyable than the chaos it already is. Because watching like really little kids that barely have a grasp of baseball trying to play it for the first time is some of the funniest stuff you'll ever see.
I can remember watching my little brother just literally sit out in the field and like pick dandelions.
It happens.
You never know how funny these kids are until they're mic'd up.
My dad still makes fun of me for this to this day. One of the first T-ball game I ever played baseball, I was out playing like in the shortstop area in the first inning. And it was my first time like with a glove on in the field. And some kid hit like a line drive like right to me. And again, it's like, you know, kindergarten or line drive. So it's not like it was hit very hard. But it went right to my glove. And he was out. And then I just asked my dad, "Dad, what do I do with this catching thing?" Like, just yell, like asking him from shortstop, Dad, what do I do with this?
And your dad said, "That's when I knew my son would talk sports instead of be an athlete."
Oh, wow, that's
all district safety. he great contact.
Thank you, Sean.
Very good.
Someone remember.
My parents knew I'd be Snooki when I was getting all these spray tans in high
school. You are so hard.
17 years ago today, one of my all-time favorite movies came out.
Yeah.
Tattoo on the lower back might as well be a bullseye. Yes, Wedding Crashers came out 17 years ago today. I think it's one of the best comedies of the last 20 years, and it's not even close.
It still holds up. Could it be released today?
Absolutely.
I don't think it could be released today.
We lost
the brother storyline. Well, would have to be edited.
The dinner movie scene where she calls him a gay slur would not work out. Yeah. But the majority
of
it,
the vocab would have to.
We lost a lot of good men out there playing for the Yankees. Yeah, to trades. I don't want to talk about it. So good.
Yeah, I also fell in love with actress Hila Fisher, the wife, if I'm not mistaken, of Sacha Baron Cohen.
She's funny in that movie. She
plays
the perfect crazy girl.
She is so terrifyingly crazy, and that is the kind of girl that I love.
Because I'd find you. Yes. That is the kind of girl you like.
I like crazy people.
And you know what?
Did they go to Texas State? In.
The best part of that movie, too, one of the best parts, I should say, is when Vince Vaughn realizes, like, she pulls away, and then he's like, "I gotta have her." And he has the conversation with the priest, and he's stuffing his mouth, and he goes, "Great talking with you." God, that's a great movie. All right, what else do we have on Garbage Time? ABC 13, one of the local TV stations here, lost power while discussing blackouts on air. Do we have the sound from that?
No, I didn't get it.
You know what? And that's okay, because it's mostly visual anyway.
Dang.
But just picture the meteorologist is talking about blackouts, talking
about
all
the
stuff.
That part of town lost power? That's like right next to the... I used to go to the HEB that's right next to that ABC 13 over on Buffalo Speedway, I think it is. Buffalo Speedway in nearby 59. I didn't know anyone actually suffered the rolling blackouts. I know I've gotten a million emails from my terrible power provider that is charging me outrageous amounts of money as it is. Just like, "Hey, can you like cool it with the air conditioning?" And I actually have. I've set my AC over the past month to 76 as opposed to 72, which I had been doing. I'm trying to save some money.
So the Texans fans are feeling dangerous. They're feeling positive.
They're not feeling like it's the worst team in the world, I guess. This is per a graph that, I guess, ranks the amount of positive online posts about your team. And get this, guys. The Texans aren't dead last. They're 18th. 18th in terms of positive online posts about them. This is called the percentage of likability. Now, what I don't understand is the Bears are at number one, and everyone's angry at the Chicago Bears. The Ravens, Packers, Patriots being 2 through 4 at the top makes a lot more sense, I think. Carolina Panthers dead last at 32.
The Bears probably got a bump from firing Matt Nagy out of it.
That's a really good point. Some franchises. Where does it say the Bengals are ranked?
I believe the 13th. Bengals.
Okay, yes. So I actually would have expected it to be higher, not just because of the Super Bowl appearance, but because Bengals fans are like always all in on Bengals. Like even when I worked there, there were some that were realistic, but there was always that. But eventually, doesn't exist with every franchise.
It's right. I guess it's positive interactions with the team account. So maybe the Bears are self-deprecating or something like that. I don't know.
Sarcasm.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, they could totally game this because I imagine it's just AI doing it. Like, they can't read in the sarcasm. But also, the Texans topping out at 18 is, like, very Texans.
That is very,
I feel like they're always around 18 in everything.
In everything, yeah, except for the run game and all that, in which they're ranked, like, 32nd. All right. So the U.S. has successfully launched a hypersonic missile that goes 5 times the speed of sound. Was this yours, Sean Mapes?
No, it's not.
Paul, did you put this on the rundown? The
one
U.S.
more time?
Has successfully launched
yes.
a hypersonic missile.
Yeah, you ready? You ready? What are you guys laughing at?
You.
Why? Why?
We just love you.
What did I do?
You said one.
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Well, listen, I'm sorry. I
of all the missile stories that are in our rundown, which one was mine?
I got an interesting email subject that popped up on my phone, and I got distracted. I'll be full disclosure, okay? We're always honest here. Yeah, baby, we got hypersonic missiles. USA! USA! Born in the USA!
Did this make you want to sing USA. Proud what? To Be an American by Lee Greenwood?
And I'm proud to be an American.
Song kind of hits.
Where at least I know of hypersonic missiles.
All right, coming up China on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More singing question mark? I don't know if they'll do that, but you are going to hear Jeremy Branham and Joel Blank, the Killer Bees, from 12 to 3. That's coming up. Hey, thanks for hanging with us this week, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace!
It is Friday, right?
No peace.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.